Even if we don't think about it much, and most of us don't, we all know that we live in earthquake country. But those who do think a lot about that, like geologist Dr. Jane Nielsen, would like everyone else to at least devote a little time and attention to being prepared for when the Earth, eventually, will move again.
There are certain hazards due to geology that are located here, that are always going to be located here. I want people to be aware that the county has hazard mitigation plan. FEMA sort of requires it. And then the question is, what do you do about it? If you don't make people aware about it, then it's not going to be helpful in preventing problems.
Nielsen has taught geology at the university level and also spent 25 years working for the U.S. Geological Survey. On Thursday night, she'll offer a presentation for the lay public titled Sonoma County Has Its Faults, a rock and roll story. Part of that, she says, will look at how the underlying geology here contributes to those risks.
We are very prone to landslides here, and earthquakes also can trigger landslides. So those are the kinds of hazards that people need to be aware of, especially living in hilly areas, but also in the flats. Because when you look at the earthquake hazard map, the highest hazards are in the flat areas where most people live.
With the San Andreas Fault running along the coast, and the more recently identified Rogers Creek Fault following the hills east of Highway 101, much of the North Bay is bracketed by known trouble zones. But Nielsen says they're really not two separate things.
When you follow the Rogers Creek Fault south, it goes under San Francisco Bay and emerges as the Hayward Fault through Oakland and Hayward. And then it becomes the Calaveras Fault to the south. And farther south of that, it merges with the San Andreas. So they're both part of the same system, but how those interact is still not well known.
Which makes sense when you realize that the San Andreas Fault has been shaping the physical face of what we now know as California for millennia.
Almost any question you ask about the geology here, the answer is the San Andreas Fault. The San Andreas Fault actually is a product of a place where a mid-ocean ridge met the fracture zone, and that whole set of circumstances migrated northward from about the middle of the Salton Sea and is now at Cape Mendocino.
So with these inexorable forces, a fact of life here, in what Nielsen calls one of the country's most geologically hazardous areas, she's also hoping to build pressure on planning and building officials locally to factor that knowledge into their day-to-day work.
I would like the county to look at its hazard maps when a proposal comes in an area that's right in one of the fault zones, look at the landslide hazard, and make sure that there are technical reports that address those hazards before tasting rooms are built or other kinds of developments are happening in areas where the maps show that there is a fairly large earthquake hazard. They're highest in the valleys, but they're pretty high in the hills also.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.